So here's the short version. We have two brownfields projects located in Chihuahua, Mexico, in particular in the Parral Mineral District. Both those projects have past producing mines on them, some as recent as 1952. We stepped back in, we took a fragmented district, put it all together, and last year we did a 12-hole, 3,200-meter drill program. We hit 12 for 12 in terms of mineralization. So we think at Las Coloradas, we have a 200 million ounce potential
I'm laughing
at that
again.
deposit. And that, again, you're laughing at me, Andy, but
I'm not
based
laughing
on
at
the
you.
operators that are around us that are in the state, you can see that we have that big potential there.
Scott Emerson, Kingsman Resources, good afternoon to you, my friend, or good morning to you, my friend. How are
I was
you?
going to say that's a good morning to me, Andy.
Yeah, good to see you. Man, you guys have been busy. You got the drill rigs turning here. And you just had some news drop. I'm actually looking at the press release. Just talk to me about that. Yeah, I want you to explain the press release to me, and you got the drill rigs turning.
Sure. Well, what I'd like to say, Andy, is thanks for having me at the conference. I guess it's now been a couple weeks ago, but great conference. Loved your city. And I think something that I came away with was a lot of the individuals that I met with had asked me about, not only the opportunity in Kingsman, about the process, the drilling process. Because as a junior, we all get excited and, oh, we're drilling. And something that I explained was that because we're drilling doesn't mean that all the other activity that continue all the other activity continues on. So yes, the drilling's exciting, and I'm happy to say, I had just returned from the project site when I came to Atlanta, and I said to everybody, "Well, we're just starting our first drill hole," which was true. When I left, we had drilled, I think, 20 meters, starting. But now I'm happy to say, well, we've got three holes under our belt. We're just finishing our third hole. We're on the Soledad structure. And then, we had the news today, which was, I guess I would call it just another tool in the toolbox, is the way to look at it. And, we're treasure hunters. We're looking for the treasure. We have a really good map because of the holes that we drilled last year. And now we're just narrowing in on giving us more precise data when we put that, as I explained to people, you're drilling a 3.5-inch round hole into the
Right.
ground. So you need the best tools possible to go and hit what you've identified that you want to hit. That's an easy explanation for what this is, but it's still an important piece that we've added in, and it just gives us greater confidence.
Yeah. Well, greater confidence. Talk about that, meaning, I guess what I'm trying to get at for all of our viewers and listeners that are not familiar with you, and this will be the first time hearing you and seeing you, what's the confidence that you have? I'm trying to get to you. What do you think you got?
Well,
And the
I
first
think
time you told me, I laughed, not because I disagreed with you, but I was just blown away. But go ahead.
So here's the short version. We have two brownfields projects located in Chihuahua, Mexico, in particular in the Parral Mineral District. Both those projects have past producing mines on them, some as recent as 1952. We stepped back in, we took a fragmented district, put it all together. And last year, we did a 12-hole, 3,200-meter drill program. We hit 12 for 12 in terms of mineralization. So we think at Las Coloradas, we have a 200 million ounce potential
I'm laughing
at that
again.
deposit. And that, again, you're laughing at me, Andy, but
I'm not
based
laughing
on
at
the
you.
operators that are around us that are in the state, you can see that we have that big potential there. And then on Amaloya, which is, 30 kilometers away, and we have an opportunity for, 1 million to 2 million ounces of gold. And we back that up because we have seven, past drill holes that we're going after. And then we had an old past producing mine called Cigarella, which is a CRD deposit. So, these, again, I want to tell you, I use the term treasure hunters. I use the term the drill bit is what drives value in any junior. We are fully capitalized in the sense that we only have 34 million shares out. We have $15.5 million in cash. So we almost have 50 cents a share in cash for a junior. And today, that announcement is just, again, giving us extra fuel or an extra tool while we go and drill out these holes. So, when I said earlier, we're currently on hole number three. We're on the Soledad structure. We have two structures. They're 1.4 and 1.7 kilometers long. I'm getting my hands off the screen here, but we had great success, and we have a really good indicator because we have that. We'll just use a hole as an example. We have a drill hole, and we hit mineralization, economic mineralization, and now we're stepping out 50 meters on either side of that to chase what we found in that zone. So our confidence is, we've de-risked the project at Las Coloradas. Amaloya, we got to drill yet, but we've de-risked it. Now it's just a question of how big it is. And Andy, and I think I've told, everyone that I met at your conference, and I've said this on the interviews in the past. We don't want to build a mine, Andy. We've got enough operators in our district and in our area. We just want to find something big enough that we can pass it on.
200 million ounces of silver is that's world class. That's tier one, and that's what I think you got. And I just laugh because not at you, Scott, but that's just a lot of metal with what you have. Now, what do you mean by de-risking this? Is because you're telling me that it's already proven now?
Well, when I say de-risk, initially when you start out as a junior explorer, you're going to drill holes. And we don't know if there was silver there or not. All indications were there were because they had mined it. And again, I'm going to use one of my analogies. The best place to find a mine is where there was one. So, but we still had to step out from that 300-meter old mine and say, hey, is there more of this here? So we drilled. And that's for Junior Andy, I'm going to tell you that's the most nerve-wracking part of this. Well, there's two parts. I always say to people, there's the operation side, which is the drilling, and then there's the capital raising side, because you need the capital in order to drill the hole. So, those are your two most, I guess, high pressure, nervous, like, oh wow, you're sinking that 3¾-inch solid hole looking for something. So I'm getting off track here a little bit. I apologize. But, so when I talk about the de-risk side, we drilled that hole and we found mineralization. Well, check. Had we not found anything, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation. But so I say it's de-risked in the sense that we've stepped out from the old mine
And it's there.
and it's there. Now it's a question, can we follow it? We're going to get all the tools that we need to give us our best opportunity, because again, the drill bit is what drives value in any junior. And in our case, with the market cap, a 34 million shares out and a $40 million market cap or thereabouts, I say to Andy, go look at any of your other junior companies that you look at and say, well, where's the best opportunity? In terms of a company that has capital and so on.
And I do that. I do look at a lot of companies, and there's tons of value here. And that's not an endorsement by any means to all my viewers and listeners. I am an investor, as well as Kingsman Resources. Just full disclosure, they are a sponsor of NRS. But on all that, I do talk to a lot of juniors, and it's hard for me, and I'm still looking to see this kind of value. That's what I'll leave it as. And that's not an endorsement. Do your own due diligence. So interesting. Interesting. And we haven't even talked about your other assets. Briefly talk
No.
about them.
Well, when we talk about Amaloya, again, when we did this, as announced today, the digital imagery that we did from the satellite and whatnot, we did it on both projects. So because I say, they're in the same district, they're 30 kilometers away, and I think I did a video with you once, Andy, from site, but when we're standing on Las Coloradas, we can see Amaloya. So, there's a hill there. So we can see it, but we're taking all of that district-wide data now and looking at that and reviewing all of that. Because yes, I talk about drilling on the Soledad structure and drilling on Soledad too. We have six other target areas that we've never drilled. We've dressed them up, they're drill ready, and they'll be drilled this year. So we got a lot of treasure to find, we think, and we got a lot of opportunity. And I always said we're an exploration company. That's what we do, and that's what we're really good at. And we now have the capital to push forward on it. So the question of, what are we going to see here?
Well, about what you just said too is you've said that a few times, you're an exploration company. I just met with a very large investor in the last week, and his comment to me, who invests in junior natural resource stocks, and his comment was to me is, I want explorers to explore, and I want developers to develop, and I want producers to produce. That's it. I don't want somebody to do all three because it's different skill sets and it's different. It's more money, it's different focus, and your
I
focus is
100%
exploring.
agree with that, because I think it's, I mean, look, I've been there, Andy, in the past. I know how hard it is. And what did we do? We passed it to a major company. Yes, we retained an interest. They built the mine. I like to say, oh, we had the Jolu gold mine. The reality is, we did. We had the discovery. They built the mine. They put it into production. Their people did all that work. It's a huge, huge undertaking. And you got to, I don't know. I just say you stick in your lane that you know. And I'm surrounded by really good explorationists. At your conference, Michael Gentile talked about companies like Kingsman and said, they all come and they say they have the best management people or the best team. And we all do, because we all have to find that person or persons in my case that'll go and live at the drill site. They will go and live within, 3 kilometers of where we're drilling in 30 degree weather in the middle of nowhere. Those are very special people, and you have to have a lot of respect for them, because, I go, Andy, I think it's important as a CEO to go to the project so that, I'm asking other people to go. But the reality is that group of individuals, that team that you've got that do that work, man, it's a special type of person or breed, or, to walk every 3 feet and pick up a rock and go, oh, look at this, look at the stripes, look at the rock. And this is, it's like, what? Are you kidding me? But,
I've been out on drill sites and I know exactly what you're talking about. But you bring up another good point though. A great point is you flew into the conference from Mexico. You were out on site. You go to Mexico quite often, don't you, Scott?
I do. And in fact, I'm there, at the 28th of this month, I'm going again, because I think that's extremely important when you talk about the world we live in, the social license. People need to see you. People need to know that you're there. People need to know that you're hands-on. That to me is extremely important, because it takes away any potential. I think I used this with someone. I said, it's when you put 17 people together, and that's including your drillers and, and a cook and all of that. It's a little bit like a reality TV show, because everybody's got their own little thing. And you do your best to manage that. And when myself as CEO, but when you show up and you get that team working together, there is nothing better than having a strong, focused team, and their goal is what my goal is. I'm the coach, I guess, but all the other people within that, the quarterback to the linebackers to the laborers to, I'm mixing those all up. But when you have them working as a cohesive team and they're happy, Andy, there's nothing better from a junior mining perspective. Because we all have different views and things, but when somebody follows your view and your vision and buys in and says, yeah, I'm going to spend the next 7 months here, you can't beat it.
You can't beat it. No, that's when great things happen, when you get great people in the same room or in the same mind, in your case, together, all working together. Give me a refresher here. You got $50 million in the bank. You guys are so tight, and that is with like admiration.
Thank you.
Tell me about how many shares do you have outstanding, fully diluted?
So
Talk.
fully diluted, we're at 43 million shares. And I mentioned this several times. We have 34 million out, but then we have some warrants that that are in the money that I'm fully expecting to be exercised,
More money in the treasury.
and more money in the treasury, because every junior, that's we all,
It's the lifeblood.
that's it. And when you can feel comfortable that your treasury is in really good shape and feel comfortable that if you have the success with the drill results, your stock's going to react. And Andy, I'm not, it's a little bit of the elephant in the room. I think we all kind of got caught up when silver was at 120 and going to $150, and the euphoria was there, and we as a company just happened to be on the road at that time. I executed. I mean, we did our money raise at $2.25 Canadian. We had the institutions, just piling in. In fact, I turned away money. And then we've seen, silver come back, the pullback. So, Kingsman has pulled back.
That could be an
And
opportunity, though. I
that's
see it
where I
as.
say to people that, that's the opportunity. If I had institutions that are patient, that are willing to wait and let me drill these two projects out like they said they would, and I believe they will, then this pullback, I think, is the opportunity. And that's basically what I say to people. And if if they want to wait till the drill bit shows what it's going to go, then you've got the next 9 months to wait, because we're going to be drilling that whole time.
Music to my ears. About that, then, you should have a lot of news coming, flowing over the next several weeks and months, correct?
Correct. So we're going to we're a little bit better. I'll just we're a little better organized than we were in the first drill program, because we had to figure it all out, and we're more compact, we're better, and I think that's what investors can expect to see, is continuous news flow. And Andy, that's going to be good or bad, in the sense that the holes are the holes. Right. And I'll be on here, and I'll be more than happy to come on if we miss. Of course, I'm going to be more than happy to come on if we hit. But that's the news that everybody's going to get dealt, including myself here, over the next, I'd go out as far as say is 2 years, because we're funded for those 2 years. I don't have to go back to the market. Again, if the opportunity presents itself and I can see, an advantage to it. Like I did at 2.25 with only issuing 5.3 million shares.
It
In
makes a
our
lot of
world,
sense.
Andy, it's nothing.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
So.
Well, Scott, if people want to do if they want to do more due diligence about you, where do they go? If they want to trade you, if they want to buy your stock, what exchanges are you traded on, and what are your ticker symbols?
So we are on the TSXV. In Vancouver, or well, in Canada, symbols KNG. We're on the OTCQB, KNGRF. We're listed in Frankfurt under the symbol TUY. The easiest way, Andy, and is to pick up the phone. Yes, you can go to the website if you're shy and you don't want to talk to somebody, but if you ever wanted to talk to me, pick up the phone. My numbers are on the website. My cell number is there. And we do live in a world of instant gratification. And I'm not gonna say I'm gonna call you back within the first hour, but definitely if you were to phone, I don't pick up, you leave a message, you're going to get a call back about the company. It's,
Yeah, about
we love
that.
what we do, Andy. You know, we love what we do. And the question is why? It's like,
I'll
we love
back
what we
that
do.
up. Scott is very, very good about follow-up and very, very good about getting in touch with me and being on the show. And I think that says a lot about you as a person and to all my viewers and listeners, and there's so many of you now. Scott is one of the good guys. Scott Emerson's one of the good guys that cares about his shareholders. And he's going to give it to you straight. Hit or miss, he's going to give it to you straight. And then the rocks are the rocks, though. And so far, the rocks speak for themselves. I'll leave it at that.
And we got the treasure map, Andy.
Yeah, we certainly do. Scott, love to have you on again. If I don't hear from you, and I'm sure I will in the next 2 to 3 weeks, love to have you on again. Talk about this, and I'm sure there'll be news flowing in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
You got it. Thanks, Andy.
It's always a pleasure, Scott. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.